This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. After you listen to the podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, and study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of English Link.
Number 273.
Nice work remembering the number. I don't think we've ever done that on a show, so that's impressive. Mark here with Alex, of course, for those of you who don't know. Steve is...
He's on a two-month trip in Europe.
Yeah.
I think now he's in Spain, right?
He's in Spain. He just... I talked to him... Well, we both talked to him on Skype this morning.
Yeah.
He's... can't remember actually the name of it. Segovia.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds like they're having a great time.
Yeah. And at the time of this recording, tomorrow is going to be the first meetup in Madrid. A couple days after that will be Barcelona, and there's another one in Italy, which is planned for sometime next week.
Yeah, sounds like they're going to be near Florence.
Yes,
so presumably it'd be somewhere
in Florence. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so that's fun. Hopefully some of you people out there can find a way to get to some of the meetups and talk to Steve and meet other fellow linkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hope to start to have more of these meetups. You don't always need to have a member of Link there either.
Right.
You can certainly organize them. If you think there are a lot of Link people in your area and would like to get together, we're happy to help try and organize those things. So
for sure.
Let us know. And we'll post it on the Facebook page and blog and so on.
Yeah. And for now, since Steve is only in Europe, it's only for you Europeans out there. But in the future, of course, we'd like to have meetups in different places and even Canada, United States, different parts of Asia, and, you know, wherever there seems to be an interest, we'd love to help you guys organize those, and if one of us could be there, that'd be cool, but if not, no problem. We'll still help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything grave importance to discuss. We did want to talk about the latest additions to the site, which we put up probably close to 2 weeks ago now.
About 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, the new changes, mostly the changes on the lesson page.
Mm-hmm. Quick linking.
Quick linking for sure, and I think it's a big improvement, you know. Certainly, it depends. Sometimes I like to use them, sometimes I don't. If the text is shorter and it's in a language I'm not as familiar with, where I'm linking a lot of words, but I kind of need the context too, and...
Right.
There's maybe a lot of yellow words I want to look up quickly as well. Then I'll use the standard linking format. But if it's in a language where there are fewer blue words and I really only need to go through and tick off those blue words, I find that the quick linking works great.
And that's one of the things. I mean, we put a lot of thought into how we wanted to do this best so that it suited both the users who like seeing the yellow on their text, but also those who like reading it straight through, you know, highlighting and copying and pasting and so on and so forth. So hopefully we added enough functionality so that we can tailor to both groups.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the big advantages of the quick links, I know we always had a lot of people asking us, you know, they wanted to be able to, many of you want to be able to copy and paste the text, and you can't do that in the standard view, but you can in the quick link view. So you can go through your quick links and actually copy and paste from the adjacent text right into your links as you create them. So there are advantages to both ways of doing it. I mean, choice, right?
Yep.
Lots of choice for everybody. That's important.
Yeah, for sure. We want to make sure that we can... Of course, you can't satisfy everyone's needs and desires, but to the best of our ability to make sure that there's functionality that helps out both parties.
Exactly. We do apologize, by the way, for the road noise today you'll hear in the background. We have two options today. We could either be on the side of the office where the construction guys are putting up scaffolding and banging and so forth, or we could be on the side of the building near the road. So we thought the road would be less disruptive.
It's a bit more soothing, maybe. Yeah.
You can let us know if you'd prefer the other, and we'll go there next time, because it looks like we're going to have construction here For the next, I don't know, probably 6 months.
The winter.
Throughout the winter, there's we had there's some water problems. This building was not very well built.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the balconies on the building leak, and so the structures are kind of rusting.
Mm-hmm.
The balcony structures are rusting, so need to be replaced, and then they need to be properly sealed so the water doesn't leak through. And so there's a whole bunch of restoration work that's
extensive rebuilding.
Extensive rebuilding that's going on.
Yeah.
And so actually they're going to enshroud the whole building in plastic, or I don't know what it's not going to be, and they're going to be banging, and it's going to be really pleasant in here for the next 6 months.
It will.
We won't let it slow us down.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we've been a bit slow in doing these recently, but especially with the response on the forums, we see that users really enjoy these. So we'll make it a higher priority to make sure that we get one of these out, you know, at least hopefully every 2 weeks, if more, if possible, if we have time.
And we do also ask that you let us know. Let us know if you like things, if you don't like things. I mean, the more feedback we get, the more we feel appreciated. Then the more we are to do more podcasts.
Yeah. It's always nice to know that you have an audience.
By the way, with that new update, some of the other things we added the ability to upload and videos for lessons, for specific lessons. So that's there. So whether it's a lesson that was originally a video, you can now show the original video in that video area. Or if you want to make a screencast video where you, if you're a tutor and you want to explain some of the stuff in the content, or not necessarily have to be a tutor, but if you're uploaded a lesson and you want to go and explain some of the different terms or grammar or whatever, you can use a screencast program like Jing, for instance, to record some stuff and explain some stuff and upload that video directly to the lesson, which we think can be a really, really great feature, especially for a lot of beginner content, because the beginners are, they need some help, right?
Yeah.
They and we, which on our site can be tough.
Sometimes it's a bit tough to jump in there with something like "Who is she?" Like I did with Chinese. I felt a little in over my head, but you know, I think I enjoyed it at the same time, having that more immersion setting, and I think it does help in the long run in the sense that you kind of develop a natural sense of what's right and what's wrong in the language, whereas with grammar, with the study of grammar, you're constantly checking based on your knowledge of the grammar. And it takes longer to develop that natural sense of correctness and appropriateness and accuracy in, you know, spoken language as well as written language. So
I'm sure that's true. You rely on this external object, the grammar, instead of sort of assimilating naturally what you're hearing, and I mean, there's nothing very scientific about our observations here today. But,
scientists said,
but I mean, from experience, and I did the same actually with Swedish recently. I started from, I don't want to say zero. Like I've been to Sweden and I know a few words, but pretty close to
almost
zero.
There, hey? Yeah.
And I started in with greetings and goodbyes and eating out and who is she? I mean, I know I didn't need it. I didn't check any grammar books or anything, but I guess Swedish is close relatively to English, so maybe that's easier than, like, if I was going into Chinese, that'd be pretty tough, because I don't know much.
Right. Well, I think, too, that, you know, everyone has a different philosophy for language learning and different ways that work better for them.
Absolutely.
So that was one of the biggest reasons for us to introduce the video, as Mark mentioned, but also the translations and also the nicer notes section, which previously was just stuck at the bottom of the lesson, now is viewable right from...
And in the Asian languages, of course, the script conversion, like the hiragana, katakana, kanji,
and pinyin for Chinese.
So all those, and all this stuff, I believe, is in the resources tab. Under the resources tab in the new
import page
window there on the lesson page. So you've got your tasks You've got your quick links, you got your resources, which is video translation, conversion,
and notes.
And notes, and of course those only show if there are, if they exist. So right. If there is no video, you won't see it. The option there. Same with translations. Same with the scripts. So that stuff is there, and then of course the sharing. You can share those lessons quite easily now, which is actually mm-hmm. and Steve, my dad, quite keen on this in the forum the last few days, talking yeah. about how excited he was when Vera sent him the link from her lesson, and he was able to click on it. The lesson opened right up. He did mm-hmm. these quick links, and he thought that was great. And we do encourage you that sharing. That's what it's there for. Share mm-hmm. it with your friends. Share with other members if you have their email address. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. And then if whoever receives that message is a link member, they click on that link. Mm-hmm. That lesson opens right up in their lesson page, and off they go. It's just a very convenient thing to do. I have thought that it would be nice for there to be an easy way to share those lessons with other members using their link username. And I think mm-hmm. we will build that functionality in, because it is nice. I mean, it can be difficult to find new stuff in the library. If you yeah. create something new, you know you've got a couple, and you're a tutor, you know you've got a couple students who are keen learners and want to read your stuff. You can send them a quick note. Here, I just uploaded mm-hmm. this, and they can all click and get it right away.
Right.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in the name of optimization.
That's
and,
right.
And functionality.
That's right.
Usability.
Yeah.
There's plenty of different words for that.